Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said he hopes the suspension of funding by the National Treatment Purchase Fund to Children's Health Ireland will be a temporary one, but that it was the right thing to do, he said. Funding was suspended following serious concerns over a 2021 CHI report that said a root and branch review of all waiting list initiatives, including the NTPF, should be carried out. I'm joined on the line now by David Cullinan, who's Sinn Féin's health spokesperson. David, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Should this, I mean, will it be a temporary suspension of funding? Should it be, in your view?
Well, I think we first of all have to better understand, Cormac, what's happening, because at the moment we're basing all of our considerations here on what are leaked extracts from an internal investigation, which I haven't seen. I think that is very problematic, because this internal investigation obviously was dealing with very serious accusations that care was delayed on children, and the reason for that was that the consultant involved was also doing weekend work and was essentially treating some of these patients on a Saturday that could have been treated by other clinicians or by the same consultant in the hospital Monday to Friday. So obviously allegations of profiteering in relation to waiting lists is really problematic. We know that hundreds of millions of euro a year is spent on insourcing in hospitals and also outsourcing of care to private hospitals by the National Treatment Purchase Fund. And we have this bizarre situation where this internal investigation hasn't been published. There is a drip feed of information. We had more information today in the Irish Times. Sorry, Cormac.
Sorry, I think the minister has called for it and says it will be published, that report.
No, she hasn't said it will be published. What she has said is that she wants the report to be published, but ultimately it's an issue for CHI. CHI have said that they have sought legal advice, and the most up-to-date information I have is that they are not publishing the report. But obviously, I think that's the wrong move. We need to make sure that all of the information is in the public domain. As you know, you can publish extracts of a report which redacts information in relation to an individual. But I think it is obviously in the public interest that this is published, because I don't know exactly what was happening in Children's Health Ireland in relation to these waiting lists and NTPF funding. Mm-hmm. We now have a very serious situation where the funding has temporarily ceased, at least.
Are you saying then that without seeing this report, that it's impossible for you or anyone to assess if the suspension should be temporary, if compliance or audit, those procedures were adequate, or all of those questions that are pertinent to this?
Absolutely, and I think it's the same for any member of the Oireachtas Health Committee. And I know that the Oireachtas Health Committee has written to the head of the HSE, but also to Children's Health Ireland, asking for a copy of the report. So all we have at the moment, Cormac, are very serious allegations which have been outlined, first of all, in a Sunday newspaper story, and subsequently in the Irish Times over the last number of days. I obviously take all of these issues very seriously. Any allegation that waiting lists can be manipulated for the purposes of profiteering by any consultant is very serious. Obviously, any delayed care for a child is very serious. I haven't seen the investigation or the report. I don't know exactly what was even examined other than what's in the public domain.
Yeah, and anyway, it requires, you'd imagine, further investigation. But what about the patients you mentioned there? Because the minister is reassuring those who have their operations or treatment scheduled that they will not be impacted by this. And she's also said to parents and children, sit with me for, and the NTPF, she says, for the next week to 10 days while we look at all of this. I mean, can it all be done in that period, do you think?
Well, I think trust is on the floor, unfortunately, when it comes to Children's Health Ireland. Obviously, the minister has an awful lot of work to do herself to restore trust in relation to children's healthcare, but ultimately so too does Children's Health Ireland. I think it's very regrettable that we have a situation where the Minister for Health is saying that a report which has made very serious allegations of delayed care needs to be published, but yeah, as of yet it has not been published.
The minister, of course, would say that she's proactive, she's meeting with all the stakeholders, and she wants action on this. I mean, the question I have is, isn't 10 days, for example, a reasonable period to look for all the assurances before the funding can be reinstated?
Well, I think that's a separate issue in relation to the publication of the investigation and the report. So a decision was made, obviously, by the NTPF to cease funding. That obviously is a very serious step for the NTPF to take, because I would imagine that means that any funding into any service, and this investigation was confined, as I understand, the two urology services. So obviously that was a major step for the NTPF to take. Mm-hmm. I don't know the basis upon which they made that decision, because it was based on a report which I haven't seen. And so that's in relation to that 10 days. But this issue, with respect, Cormac, if I can finish, this issue has been in the public domain for weeks. And it's not the only issue in relation to CHI. We have many other scandals as well. So I don't think when you have such a cloud hanging over children's healthcare services, where we had a report into procedures which were unnecessary on children's hips, for example. We had the use of unauthorized medical grade springs that were used on children. We have other reviews which are still ongoing. It does not sit well with me that we now have a major scandal, it seems, in relation to waiting lists, where an internal investigation was carried out. I don't know what was in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what recommendations were made. We're being asked essentially to take a leap of faith by Children's Health Ireland. So I think it is incumbent on the minister to ensure that the report is published. There's no point in saying that she wants or wishes to see the report published. Yeah. She is the minister. The head of the HSE has also said he wants to see it published.
If it's not published, for whatever reason, if they refuse to publish, what happens then?
Well, I think we're in a very bizarre situation where very serious allegations are in the public domain. And I think that what we will see is a drip feed of information. I spoke to two journalists today, Cormac, who were quoting from me extracts from a report which I haven't seen. So obviously there are hard copies in circulation within the media, and it doesn't suit anybody. It certainly doesn't suit the children and their families, and it doesn't suit, in my view, Children's Health Ireland, that we have a report which is essentially out there anyway that journalists have, but yet the actual report hasn't been seen by members of the Oireachtas Health Committee and by the public, more importantly.
Yeah, we don't know if that is the case, that they will or won't publish. We simply don't know at this stage. In terms of your work as a public representative on the Health Committee, getting to the bottom of all of this, who do you want to talk to about all of this? And particularly, let me ask you about the structure which the minister referred to today, this NTPF funding, which she said potentially has the ability to reward inefficiency. I mean, can that be sustained, do you think, if that's the case?
Well, it's hard to take the minister seriously in relation to that response, because all of these initiatives and the hundreds of millions of euro that has been made available to the National Treatment Purchase Fund and indeed waiting list initiatives is because waiting lists have got out of control.
Well, that preceded her.
So I have been raising concerns. Well, if you let me finish, Cormac, I've been raising concerns in relation to long waiting lists for years. And the reason why we have long waiting lists is because we simply don't have the capacity in the public system. What we have is huge amounts of money which are being spent on insourcing and outsourcing at a time when we don't have capacity in our hospitals. And because of that, we now have hundreds of millions of euro, which is in the system in relation to providing weekend shifts and weekend work to essentially reduce waiting lists, because we don't have the capacity to do it Monday to Friday.
So invest in the public system is what you're saying, is it?
Well, I'm as concerned as anybody else in relation to the potential for perverse incentives here, where consultants can delay care to essentially have more work at weekends. Of course, that's a concern to me. I'm concerned about management of conflicts of interest, but I'm also concerned that we have been pointing out to government for years, Cormac, that it doesn't make sense to me that a patient is referred from a GP to a consultant who then controls the waiting list. We have called for years for a centralised referral system where the waiting list can be better and more fairly managed, and we make better use of the capacity and the consultants that we have. We have to move away from the iron grip that consultants have on individual waiting lists and ensure that we're actually getting one, value for money, and two, that children and patients are getting treated quicker and faster. But the current situation of having allegations hanging out there with the report not published, I think, is a very serious problem for Children's Health Ireland, but also for government and the minister.
I'm sure this will be teased out in the Dáil and at the Oireachtas Committee in due course. David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thank you very much.